From Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. For this morning's On The Pace, I thought we'll just have a bit of a fact check this morning because there's been some amazing feats created in the last couple of days, starting with Chris Alford last night, who drove his 400th winner for the season at Shepparton, and that was courtesy of Be Happy Mac taking out Heda, the Breeders' Crown. He's obviously a very impressive youngster. He won the Breeders' Challenge final a couple of starts ago, and now he looks like he's in strong contention for the Breeders' Crown. But as for Chris Alford, last season, Cozzy, he drove the most winners in a season, according to the Harness Racing Australia records, ending the term on 456 wins. So don't know if Chris will get the 456 this season because we've only got a couple of weeks to go, but he'll certainly get close. But thanks to last night's effort, Chris has now driven 6,975 winners, which is just amazing. So he's our most successful reinsman here in Australia and just does a fantastic job. And I'm sure he's got a big few weeks with the Breeders' Crown sort of heating up now in Victoria. In terms of other driving feats, Cozzy, last night at Bathurst, Lucas Rando, my young cousin, he drove his first winner.
Ah, beauty.
Yeah, thanks to the Times of Changing, which is trained by my uncle Jim. Lucas, he's only been driving. He's only had a handful of drives and he's had a few placings. He's been driving well and last night got the cash. The horse went super two. They went 155-1. So he was very excited. And there's a lot of young drivers, new young drivers coming through the ranks here in New South Wales, which is great to see. And so many associated, you know, come from a harness racing family as well. Ryan Sanderson has had a few drives around at Menangle and he's the son of Shane and Naomi Sanderson. So, yeah, there's a lot of new talent to look out for. And that's the same for our young horses. There's plenty of nice young talent to look out for. And one horse that certainly turned many heads at Menangle on Tuesday was a three-year-old by the name of Balraj, because this horse, he's unbeaten in Australia now. He won at Menangle on Tuesday, rating 149-1. And I took a look at the Harness Racing Australia records and considering that's up to date, he is now the fastest three-year-old in Australasia. So that win, he went past Muscle Factory's record, which was 149.6. So, yeah, Balraj certainly has a big future ahead. I was reading a few news stories about this horse prior to his effort on Tuesday and connections are looking at the Chariots of Fire for him next February, which is a four-year-old classic here in New South Wales, and the last couple of years, the winner has received an invitation to the Miracle a Mile as well, which is now $1 million. So looks like Balraj has a big, big year ahead next year. Also, in terms of the young horses, Cozzy, I touched on it before with Chris Alford's win, the Breeders' Crown series for 2019 kicked off on Tuesday night in Victoria. A couple of winners there around Bendigo. Emma Stewart trained both the winners there for the two-year-old fillies in Major Dar and Gemstone. And then last night she is the trainer of Be Happy Mac, and Pacifico Dream was the other heat winner there. Tonight at Kilmore, the three-year-old fillies go around, and there's a couple of heats there. Pretty sure all fillies will go around to the semi-finals because there weren't enough nominations in the heats. But one of the heats, Cozzy, is the really strong one. We see our Princess Tiffany go around for Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen. She is fresh from winning the Queensland Oaks up at Albion Park. But also in that heat is Miss Streisand, who's finished second to our Princess Tiffany her last two starts. And they're actually drawn next to each other in one and two, respectively, tonight as there's a scratching in three. So that's a really exciting race. No win, no feeds in that one as well. And she won the Group 1 Breeders' Challenge just a few weeks ago at Menangle. And Myra Dawn, who placed in that Breeders' Challenge final, is also in that heat. So that's going to be a really good race to look forward to tonight. And then the three-year-old boys' Breeders' Crown heat take place at Ballarat on Friday. Lochinvar Art and Hurricane Harley go head-to-head in the first heat. Hurricane Harley's drawn three, Lochinvar Art four, so that's going to be interesting. In the second heat, Emma Stewart trained six of the 11 runners, including Out to Play, who looks the early favourite. and Mark Purden and Nat Rasmussen have Jesse Duke in that one. And then the third three-year-old boys heat, you see Demon Delight and Max Delight go head-to-head. Demon Delight's drawn barrier one. Max Delight is drawn behind him in barrier eight. So that's going to be a really strong race as well. And so that's Victoria. And then looking back home in New South Wales this Saturday night at Menangle, we see Tiger Tara. He's back in town. He's going around in the group three. Lazarus standing at Yerribee pace. So over the 2,300 metres, Tiger Tara, he loves that middle distance. He's fresh from finishing sixth in the Blacks of Fate Championship to Colt 31. He had a really tough effort and was certainly not disgraced finishing out of the money with that effort. And I was reading a story in National Trot Guide this week online that Kevin is very happy with Tiger Tara heading into Saturday night's race, and he's just preparing him for another mammoth season ahead with a string of feature races, including the Victoria Cup, and still a decision whether he'll head to New Zealand for the Inter as well as the New Zealand Cup there. So plenty of exciting racing coming up over the next few days all over Australia. So plenty to look out for, Cozzy.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We will catch up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, you will. Have a good day.